Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back. We're so glad you're here with us. I want to remind you of the call-in number. It's 323-203-0815. So, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
And Sue Wagner.
Hello.
Hey, Sue, do you have some news for us?
I've got some announcements. It's starting the new year. We are still having the Monday night, first Monday of the month, Los Angeles Relationship Seminar. Now, Monday, January 2nd is a holiday. That's the first Monday. So our show will be on January 9th, 7 to 9 at the Courtyard Marriott. And the information is on our website, DrPatAllen. And our Wednesday night, we are moving locations. They are closing down the Costa Mesa Community Center. So we will be relocating to the Newport Beach Community Center. The address and information is on the website as well. And that date will be January 4th, 2017. And with that, I think that's all we've got going on. Oh, yes. Pat will be doing, I know that the radio show, people can call in and ask questions. Once a month, we are offering a live webinar. The next one will be Thursday, December 15th from 6:15 till 7:30. It's $10 registration. You can register on wantistore.com. Six ladies can work in the hot seat. They let me know ahead of time. And then you can also email me your questions, or at the end of the share time, if there's time permitted, I open up the mic for the other people to ask questions. It is limited to 30 attendees, and it's information on communication, dating, whatever question you have that you may miss from the radio show, you can call in, log in, and work with Dr. Allen on that webinar as well. What else do you have to share with us, Kelly, as far as our radio show goes?
Well, I have to tell you, we have a campaign, a You Caring campaign. And if you follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and on Google Plus, you might have seen our post about the You Caring campaign, which is a campaign to keep Dr. Allen on the air and doing wonderful seminars. Keep us here at LA Talk Radio and keep her doing those live seminars with you, and keep the Want Institute solvent. So just like PBS, we're a nonprofit, and we rely on the generosity of our donors, and we truly appreciate our donors. So if you want to find out about that, and you didn't see it in the newsletter, and you didn't see it on Facebook, you can either pop over to Facebook for an easy way to find the link, or you can do a search for You Caring, Dr. Pat Allen.
So or they can always contact the office to make a donation, and it is tax deductible.
They are, because we are a 501c3. We are a nonprofit, and all donations are tax deductible. And who doesn't need a little tax deduction here and there, especially in this economy? Anyway, there have been some very generous donors, several of whom wish to remain anonymous, but we would like to thank them all for helping us move toward our number and our goal. And we hope you'll pop over there and take a peek, because it's a great cause. And having Dr. Allen being able to do these things is just precious. So, take a look at it. It's some good stuff. So, Dr. Allen, we're on the air.
Good.
And I think we have calls. Let's see what's happening. Right. Let's see. Okay. We do have a caller calling in. Caller, are you there? Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi. I know this is kind of a random call, but
I wanted to call because I have a few questions about communication.
Good.
My name
is
Alexandra.
I'm a transactional analyst. What?
Oh, it's not about that at all. I was hoping that maybe you could maybe help me communicate better because I'm in Florida right now and I was raped by a friend, became pregnant. His family has connections and warned me that if I didn't do what they wanted me to do, they would stage everything with CPS from Munchausen by proxy to paranoid disillusions.
Now
and they have succeeded.
You do have a lawyer.
I had given all of my money to a local celebrity attorney, so to speak. He's only a celebrity because he is very well known for winning cases. And although I still have a private investigator who's volunteered his time, who used to work at the sheriff department here locally.
So you are pregnant as we speak?
No. I became pregnant in 2014.
Oh,
and when I tried,
so what did you do with the baby?
I had the baby. I've provided everything
for
my son.
The baby, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what is your issue? What's your problem?
Well, the father was a friend of mine, and he revealed to me during my pregnancy that he was abused by his mother, which happened to be an elementary school teacher who randomly retired this year after. He confessed it in front of a nurse practitioner.
That is not
my
an unusual
issue,
situation.
No. My issue okay. here is I have proof from before the birth of my baby, word to word, what they would do. Now, three doctors have called and said this man is abusing your child and has abused your child in ways that are totally unacceptable. I also have before and after uncut video of exchanging the baby.
So he has visitation rights.
He had visitation rights. 4 days a week, I'd have to drive an hour to where his parents live for a couple hours, 4 days a week, and back again. And I had a private investigator who used to work at the sheriff department here locally who has altered police reports because his attorney has relatives there. I mean, it is the most bizarre, twisted case. My question to you is because when I went to a different county, in September, because a local judge here who was taken off of the bench in the family court because he's fighting for custody because they believe I'm hiding millions of dollars. Okay, it's crazy. But if you go to my Facebook page, Alexandra Prosperous, you will see everything. Basically, the local judge here was taken off the bench for giving abusers and specifically people that love to sexually abuse
what
their children.
What I want to know is...
Right.
I'm a marriage, family, child therapist, and you're giving me a case study about a situation in which you have your baby.
No, I don't. When another county found out, and I brought evidence where the CPS locally here, how they have covered everything up, how police reports have been altered, changed, or missing, they came and removed my son. He's in the care of the father, and I have a video on my Facebook.
I'm a therapist, not a part of the police department.
No, that's not why I'm calling. Why are you calling? Because I need some advice. Have all this evidence, and I have a private investigator, but for some reason, nobody wants me to communicate to them and show them this evidence.
Well, what you're doing right now, you're what?
My son's life is in danger. I have a YouTube video up, and he is covered in contusion.
Dear, do you know that this program is going international? There are people in every country listening to your story. And if they want to send a message to you, they're welcome to do it, but I can do nothing except wish you well. You're doing it now. You're doing a PR program internationally.
I know, and I want people to know because I'm fighting for my son's life.
I understand
that.
And what I'm fighting for
is for you to get as many people aware of your case so that they can help you simply by pressuring people in the right places. So when you want to report what successes you're having, please feel free to call and remind us. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now then, we have a question. Here we go. I was in the kitchen getting ready for work. My husband was on the phone to his mother. He was also getting ready for work. My daughter was getting ready for school. She left the room, and I asked her a question as she was leaving. My husband looked at me like I'm still on the phone and gave me a horrible look and picked up a water bottle that was sitting on the counter and acted like he was going to throw it at me.
Yes.
I didn't know if I was overreacting or being too sensitive because of that kind of look. I felt it was aggressive.
I want you to understand that tones, gestures, postures, facial expressions are not submittable to the police. I can see where tonight's show is going because, you know, violence is in the air. There's nothing. 90% of all communication is nonverbal.
Yes.
You've got to get it to verbal. Honey, I sense you're very angry with me when you threaten me with potentially throwing the bottle. Is it true you're that angry? And if so, when would it be convenient for you to talk to me about your anger? You've got to get the nonverbal messages to the verbal level. And that's a tool, one of my five tools. I sense by the tone of your voice. I think by the look on your face. I believe by your body language and your gesturing that you're upset with me. Am I right? If they don't answer, say to them, you have every right not to give me a yes or a no. But a non-answer is a negative answer. What can I do to help you and I do better right now? You see?
I do. I totally see what you're saying.
So flush the nonverbal to the verbal.
Seems very, very reasonable.
I know.
All right.
But you got to use it.
Exactly.
Caller, you're on the air. You'll have to turn your radio down. Oh, I think we lost our caller. Oh, we've got another caller.
Let him know that the radio station calls him back.
Yes, we do have told you guys before, but we'll tell you again.
Hello?
When you call in, there we go. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello. What can we do for you?
Question. Yes, here's my question.
What?
You and I, we figured out that I may have, very likely have a norepinephrine addiction, and I have been setting my alignment every night for the next day.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Doing things.
Three yeah. pleasure and three productive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
good.
Correct. And what I noticed, and I think it's normal for me in this situation, is that I almost get anxiety when I do pleasurable things. Like, I'm thinking of all the things I'm
well,
not doing.
Well, let me ask this. If your daddy walked in the room, would he say to you, how did you do today? Or how did you feel about today? What would he say?
I have no idea. He was neglectful of me, so he wouldn't probably
all right,
not
so
say anything.
He didn't care how you felt. Do you understand that you have a habit of negativity?
Yes.
Okay. Beware of your thoughts because they become words. Beware of your words. Mm-hmm. They become habits. Beware of your habits. They become your character. Beware of your character. It becomes your destiny. So what I want you to do is at least 1 hour a day, desensitize the training program that you received from your family, which said, mm-hmm. you're to do good to feel good. And when you're mm-hmm. feeling good, you're disobeying our training program for you. So are you willing to incrementally, at least for a while, an hour a day, do things mm-hmm. that cause you to feel pleasured? Maybe it's a bubble bath. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. I have parties with myself, and a party is like an apple and a little bag of popcorn, right? Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me the sense that I want me to have some pleasure. You have been trained by your norepinephrine. Norepinephrine in England is called noradrenaline. It's mm-hmm. no pleasure. You feel guilty when you have pleasure because you haven't earned it by doing good.
Very true.
You have to desensitize that. And it's going to be uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but eventually it'll become fun. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, absolutely. I was just wondering, how long does it normally take to get rid of norepinephrine addiction?
I would guess as long as it takes. Some people, it might take a couple of months. Some people, it might take a couple of years. It depends on how frightened you are of the people that ordered you to be a boy.
Well, my father is dead. My mom, I'm not frightened of her, but, you know.
I know that, but they planted that in you before you were 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
do you understand? You know, the problem with little kids under three is they can't use words to talk about it when they go to a therapist. So we have new forms of therapy, for example, EMDR. Francine Shapiro wrote a great book, Getting Past Your Past, because if you were trained under the age of three to feel guilty when you're enjoying yourself, then your nervous system cannot talk about it to a therapist, but your body will be anxious when you're having pleasure.
I'm super anxious when I'm having fun.
I know that, but I want you to incrementally take a responsibility for like 15 minutes here. You don't have to do an hour all in 1 hour. Do a 15 mm-hmm. minutes. I'm going to go sit on the bench outside and I'm going to eat my lunch. You see, or
okay.
I'm going to do a bubble bath, or I'm going to get a massage. Do you see?
Okay. Yeah.
So you've got to work on desensitizing to the anxiety of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be done. Wire your nervous system.
Good.
The Brain That Changes Itself by Norman Doidge. Good book. Okay?
I have it. Yeah, I bought it.
Have you read it?
I read about third. I bought a bunch of books that you recommended, so I have like a massive pile of them, and I'm reading them all.
You have a little Pat Allen file. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, what I'm giving you is permission to take 1 hour of your life while you're awake, divide it up into little pleasurable bits that cause your nervous system to learn to adjust to pleasure. And I know there are people listening to this that are going, what is she talking about? Norepinephrine is an addiction to discomfort because you lived with it when you were too little to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Got it. Yes. Thank you so much.
So,
thanks, caller.
You guys know how that
sensitize.
Goes.
Good, good.
Good. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay. Some very interesting stuff there with that norepinephrine.
Yep.
Oh, we've got another call coming in. And caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Well, they don't want to be on the air with Dr.
I guess
Pat
they
Allen.
Don't.
That's okay.
Okay. I think they got shy sometimes.
Hi, this is Jeannie. I'm either on the phone or away from my phone at this time.
They don't know about the callback.
All right, callers, if you called in, the station will call you back.
It's been forwarded to an automated voice message.
So please answer your phone when you receive a call from a strange number. Caller, are you there?
Oh, hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Got a question?
Yes, am I on?
Automatic voice message system. Nine,
yes, you're
one,
on.
Seven, five, six, nine,
okay.
Four.
Great.
Oh, hello. We lost her.
Okay.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Again, if you call in and we call back, expect an unexpected number. And please answer. Don't send us to your voicemail. Don't voicemail us. Because it makes it very difficult to communicate with you. So you get in the queue and our guy calls you back.
It hello.
There you are. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you.
What can we do for you?
I want to find out how I can magnetize my fiancé to make love to me. We've been living together for 5 years, and he's been really, really busy at work, and now I'm busy at work, and we only make love maybe every 3 or 4 months.
Wow. So are you in shape?
Yes.
In other words, men's major sex organ is their eyes, and their touch comes second. So if you're in shape, what do you do to entertain him sexually? You know, I hate to be as simple as, do you wear sexy underwear? Do you, you know, are you seductive in your dress, in your touching, in your dancing? What do you do to stimulate him sexually?
I'm confused. He doesn't like the way I dress. He doesn't like
what
the way
are you
I
wearing?
Dance.
What do you wear to
clothes.
Bed?
Oh, to bed? Nothing. Usually nude.
Well, that's sometimes men like lingerie because it is seductive. It's like decorating a room instead of just having two chairs and a desk. Do you have any techniques for seducing him that you remember from way back when you dated him?
Massaging.
You massaged him, or he massaged
yes.
you?
I would massage his arm, his...
Don't forget the feet.
Oh, his feet, yeah. Thank
the
you.
Feet are really a direct channel of sensuous... Reflexology is probably the most sensuous form of massage, because the mouth and the feet are very, very sensitive to touch, to affection, you know, and to violence, like tickling till you're mad, upset. Do you attempt to interfere with his working maneuvers by being seductively dressed, seductively touching, seductive?
Thank you, Pat. Thank
no, no,
you.
No. I don't want you to thank me. I want you to answer me. What is your sex seduction program?
Well, unfortunately, I've been too aggressive by rubbing against him, and I thought that's what he used to like, but now I don't think he likes it anymore. So I'm confused how to. I'm confused how to be sexual with him.
And how about you ask him to write you a letter about what he would like sexually?
Ah, that's good.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Do it.
Great.
Thanks, caller. All good right.
luck. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And for those of you that are listening, tantric yoga is wonderful. If you've got a yoga studio around you, feel free to take some tantra yoga.
I think that's a great
great advice. And I'll get back to you.
I think that's really great advice. It really gets you into the groove. I wonder sometimes if you know, we get so caught up in the everyday thing, we forget about the romance of the relationship, and then we get lost.
Touching is the most human experience. I love to watch people walking down the street holding hands. I love to do it with my man.
Very cool. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do.
Hi.
Good evening. this is a question of clarity, Dr. Allen. I am being dated by a very nice gentleman for the last couple of months, and I definitely see him as marriage material, and I think he's seeing me that way too.
All right.
And we have discovered that he's a very good kisser, and we haven't had intercourse of any kind, although the last time we were together, he did ask, but it was in the moment. And I said, when I give you that, I give you everything. And so I really need to know, you know, that, that we're ready for that. And he backed off immediately. He was so like such a perfect gentleman about it. But so my question is about, the commitment that I'm looking for. I know the three pieces. I'm wondering, am I waiting for the ring?
That's the problem. I don't hear the boundaries. When he asked for something more sexual than you've been doing, it's I would love to do that, whatever it is, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that unless you and I agree that we're going towards marriage, and perhaps you might consider a promise ring.
Okay.
Because I want to know that we are not just having sex, we are making love. And making love is monogamous, continuous, in other words, regular dating. And long term, you agree on whether you're going to mate, which is not marriage, legal, mm-hmm. or marry legally. And that mm-hmm. doesn't mean you have to get engaged tonight. It means that you might want to agree that you're promised to each other and that you're going to build a relationship to the point where you're either compatible or you're not compatible, and you're going to get married or you're not going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So I am your gentleman. Honey, I'd love to make love to you. Now, what will you say to that?
I appreciate that you want to do that with me. And
wait a minute. You didn't say what you felt about that. I would love to make love to you.
Yes. See, this is good.
Remember, passive, patient, and vulnerable. What?
I said we were in the moment, and I lost the words, and even just now. So, yeah, practice is good.
Do you understand the words you lost? The words you lost were the feeling vulnerable words.
Yeah.
I would love to make love too, but I'm not going to make love or have casual sex unless I'm in a committed marriage-bound relationship. Hopefully, with a promise ring, go steady ring, that tells me and whoever I'm with that I am taken. So what do you think about us getting into a committed relationship and making love?
So do I go into the ring part when we're in the moment, or should I make an appointment to have that conversation?
Dear, when he says anything, now, was he going for you physically, or was he saying, I want to make love? What?
We were making out, and he said, I can be responsible in one of two ways. He said, I can go get a condom, or we can stop now. And I said,
okay,
I want to stop.
And that is him saying, you said, we can stop now?
Yes. But I said, because, you know, when I give that to you, I give you, you know, everything, and I want to make sure we're ready for that, is what I said.
That's too intellectual.
Yeah.
So he says, I can either get a condom and make love to you, or we can stop now.
Mm-hmm.
I have another thought. We can decide to get committed, at least between us. I may not require an engagement. I may want a promise ring, and we experience our first sexual activity. Have you ever had intercourse with him?
No.
Okay. And how long have you dated him?
2 months.
Okay. It's pretty much on schedule. This is the first. The first 3 months are perfect. You're falling in love. You're infatuated. The second 3 months are sometimes very clumsy because going into a sexual relationship, do you have any religious resistance to making love without being married or engaged?
No, my only resistance is I'm still not married and I'm 41 and I'm ready to, you know, I'm ready to use your principles for getting what I want in life. And
okay.
So that's, yeah.
But my feedback to you is your responses are very intellectual, but not very sensuous.
Mm.
I would love to make love too, except I want to be in a committed relationship leading to marriage, and I would feel much safer with a promise ring and a wonderful wedding night with you.
Mm.
Do you see? Go for the
so
sensuous.
I appreciate that, the languaging. And I'm wondering now that that has happened, do I wait for it to be in the moment again, or do I have a conversation? Okay.
You wait for it, because if you bring it up, you're mothering him and teaching and preaching, and that's not a turn on.
Okay.
So wait until he moves on you, either verbally or physically, and respond as if you are interested as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Good. That's report back, please.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a great question.
Yep, it was. Did you, Kelly, did you hear the intellectual aspect?
I most certainly did. And I was like going, okay, that's all business. You know.
Hi, this is Marissa. Leave me a message and I'll...
It's not business. It's different, you know. So we get to be our masculine intellectual self at work. Doesn't work so well in the bedroom.
right.
Definitely doesn't. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Yay. I'm so happy. Oh, my God. I've been calling all night.
Right. Let me interrupt for 1 second. Our station manager is asking me that when you guys call in, just call once and he'll get back to you in the order that your call was received. And please remember to answer the phone. Okay, caller. Thanks for letting me interject that. What's your question?
Okay. Perfect. Oh, good.
My husband and I run a business together, and I think that that kind of really messed up the intimacy. But after I started listening to Dr. Allen, I decided that
yes,
I want to let him be the man. And I fall back a little bit. So I just wanted to kind of get her opinion on that.
You and your husband have a business, and that's when you're both men, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you make an appointment. I want to make some business with you. When would it be convenient? 2 o'clock. I'll meet you in the office room, whatever. In order to be married and do business, you have to segregate the situation. I don't want you doing business over dinner. Do you see?
Yeah,
you
that's what happened.
I understand that, because what I've found in my 40 plus years of being a therapist is that the power of the mind. I was just talking to the dear lady that was talking about making love with her boyfriend. When you're in your relationship, it's sensuous and sexual. When you're doing business, it's business, money, property, whatever. And you need to separate your bodies so that both of you know you're in your mail. You know you're doing business. And when you then stop that and go to dinner, you don't do business.
Yeah, but what was happening was that the business was bleeding over into the family life. And I felt like I don't like him in business. I don't like him being my partner. And I was not liking him as a husband either.
I understand
and that.
That.
Was, yeah,
I totally
that was
understand
really
that. Because bleeding over into your marriage is what happens. More people ruin their relationships by becoming business partners who don't know that business, you've got to separate business from pleasure. And that
right.
means...
And it's hard because we work long hours. So I just decided that...
Then you better get a plastic calendar. You know those plastic calendars? Give him a blue color and you take a red one. And you mm-hmm. two set up your together time. When he wants to do business by himself, fine. When you want to do business by yourself, fine. But when you do it together, you have to block out time when you both know you're men.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go back to your relationship, you move away from that room, that desk, back into your bedroom, your front room, your front porch, wherever you play.
Yeah, that just doesn't work. I just think that, I don't know, I have to just not be in business with him because the way our business is, we have to speak and we have to...
Darling, I'm only asking you to go to a place where you both agree you're doing business.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't care. You know what? Get two baseball hats. One person puts it on and the other person puts it on and they go over to the office because they know it's business time.
Okay.
Right. It's really a visual clue.
Yes,
to help
it really
you
is.
To say, I have the hat on, we're doing business. So when you take it off, you can playfully, when he starts to bring up business, point at your head like, I don't have my hat on. You know,
or take your hat with you. Take your hat with you and put it on and shut your mouth.
And I can totally relate to what you're saying because I was married to a wonderful man and we were in business together. And unfortunately, that destroyed our intimacy completely and totally. I mean, he would actually come and I'd be showering. He'd come in the bathroom and talk to me about business. I'd be like, I'm in the shower. So I get it.
Right.
And it is a difficult line, especially when you've set it up in the beginning to where you don't have
right.
those boundaries. So getting those boundaries
yeah.
there is really important. Don't you think, Dr. Allen?
Yes, positively.
Yeah, because at night we'd be driving and I'd be telling him about something personal and he would respond to me
no.
from a business yes. aspect, even though we're talking about personal. So I just don't even want to be in business with him anymore at all. I would rather a husband than a business partner because I just feel like us
if
being
that's where you're coming from, fine. But
okay.
what you can do is make a timeout sign. You know my signals? A
mm-hmm.
timeout
yes,
sign.
Okay.
And put your hand across your mouth. You can give body signals that you're doing business in your marriage, and it's not acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a time to be married, and there's a time to do business. Every day.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. What about the money part? Because he wants to be in charge of the money, even though both of us
What's wrong with that?
I just don't like it.
So
I don't like it.
Want,
I came from a place where
you. Do you want him to respect you, cherish you, or cherish you, respect you, or both equally?
I want him to cherish me. I decided I
All
want
right.
to be cherished.
Then you will work out the money deal with what is your salary? Do you get a paycheck from your company?
No.
How do
no,
you get your
do.
Socials? How do you get your Social Security credit if you don't?
Well, we're like self-employed, so we have to do our taxes quarterly for our Social Security.
I got
Security.
It. Okay, so you've worked
mm-hmm.
that out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you get your PIN money? Don't you get your pocket money?
Yeah, but it was really what he decided or what he was trying to decide was right.
It sounds
right amount.
Like he's the CEO. Is that correct?
Well, more or less, I guess. Assume,
are
but
you,
we didn't
are
establish
you the,
that.
What is your main job?
My main job is development, business development. And
okay,
his job
so you're,
is basically
you're
to,
a COO.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Operating.
Yes.
So what's that got to do with him being the CEO?
Well, he's in charge of the business money, but that also, he's also wants to be in charge of the house money too. And I feel like I don't like to go to him to ask for anything and anything that I spend.
That's why you get your own PIN money. You get your own pocket money. There's household money for running the house and there's pocket money for running your life. What mm-hmm. is your salary from the company?
About $5,000 a month.
A month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got that and you handle it, isn't that what you want?
But I'm not handling it because everything is going into the household account. His and
well, that's
mine.
Because, wait a minute, that means you're not getting your salary.
Right.
Are you getting handed cash? How are you getting your money? Is it going into your account?
Well, the money is paid. It goes into the household account. It doesn't go into the personal account. Both of our money goes into the household account.
Well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
a minute. There's the household account. There's your
mm-hmm.
account, his account. Do you see what I mean? The savings account.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
What is it? You get $5,000 a month, right?
Yes.
But it doesn't go into your account.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
That's where it goes.
Okay. So I just need to just set up clearer boundaries. That's the problem. He just wants to control everything. So even, I don't know, it's just
you know
scary.
What? That's fine. Here's how you say it to him. Honey, I want to talk to you about our business procedure having to do with money. Is it convenient now? When would it be? This is making an appointment. And now, mm-hmm. fine. I certainly enjoy being your partner. However, I want my money to be put in my account or given to me in the form of a check or whatever. And I will mm-hmm. keep my money. You can keep your money. And we will have our money in our family account, our business, or, you know,
That's when they would decide, Dr. Allen, I think you've said before, how much or what percentage of what they make goes into that household account.
Do they put in dollar for dollar, or do they put in percentage that one gets more money, so one puts in more money?
Percentage.
Okay. So you figure it out. And I have no problem with you getting him on the phone, and I will help you do it.
Okay.
All right? Okay. But what I'm saying is, good. Think about it.
Okay. That helps. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Let us know.
I will. Okay. Bye.
That is a really hard concept, Dr. Allen, for people that are in business together that are also mated or married. Getting those boundaries set really
forwarded to an automated voicemail.
Super important, because once it gets going that direction, it's almost as like the snowball effect where, you know, like I said, my mate used to come in the bathroom. I'd be shampooing my hair.
I fully understand that. In my book, Getting to I Do, which is still on the stands 20 years after it's been published by William Morrow, there is a chapter 14, and it's about negotiating boundaries. Time boundaries. How much I time do I want? We time. Us time. Maintenance. Yes. Space. Who does the dishes? How do we trade the chores? What happens to the lawn? Money. Yes. My money. Your money. Our money. How does it go into the family, the business, and out of the family and into my own pocket? What is the procedure? And then play, non-sexual play, and sexual play. All of these things have to be negotiated. The biggest problem people have is they think love is enough to run a marriage. It isn't. You've got to negotiate boundaries so that you know what you can expect and what you can't expect. So that, time, space, money, and play.
That is so
read
true.
Chapter 14.
So let me see here. We have, let's see if we can get one quick question in.
Okay.
So I have an email from a lady. She says this. I've been in a monogamous relationship with my boyfriend for 16 months. He's 39. I'm 40. We have no children. He's wonderful, sweet, and loving. He's kind to my pets. He's been celibate for 3 years because he wanted to wait until marriage. We began dating for a few months and fell in love. He's no longer celibate. He says this several times that I'm his one. He tells me he loves me and he wants to get married and have children. In September, I went to have my IUD changed and he went with me. He asked me not to get a new IUD because we'd be married, quote unquote, soon. But I feel we're no closer to marriage than when we met. I don't want to push him away from wanting to marry me. And when I try to talk to him about it, he says, that's what I'm doing. Here's my problem. I want to have a conversation with him because I don't want to waste any time. I want to be married, and I think giving him 16 months is plenty of time.
Very much so. 12 is enough.
Right. So what should she do, Dr. Allen? Should she have that
first
conversation?
First of all, put her right leg over her left leg and leave it there.
Oh, yeah.
And then say, honey, I want to talk to you about our future. When would it be convenient? Now would be best. Now. I have so enjoyed the 16 months with you, and I enjoy our intimacy. However, I'm no longer going to have intercourse with you without an engagement ring and a wedding date within 6 months to a year, or whatever your time frame is.
Mm-hmm.
Set the boundaries.
Set the boundaries. That is the one. Dr. Allen, we're out of time and it goes so fast. What have you got to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Excellent. Follow us on Facebook. Tweet with us. Don't forget, You Caring, Dr. Pat Allen. You can find that link on Facebook or look it up, You Caring, Dr. Pat Allen. We love you guys. See you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.